Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. For example, our over-the-road drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail. Again, hello, Leo. And hello to our friend Felix. Also, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel. And don't forget about our Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers, too. And, of course, you can hear us, follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you. Whoop, wait a minute. Get it right in a minute here. Let's go back. Okay, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, push the button the wrong way. But it only wants to go one way to talk. Otherwise, you got to listen. So, and you hear me, but I don't hear you. So, here we go. All right. Kamala Harris. You know, I gotta say this, and I got to say it with my tongue in my cheek, because I don't think anybody can be this stupid. She talked on Monday about the only solution to the U.S. border crisis was the one that the Democrats have. She called it the Democratic solution. Would you mind telling me what that is?
Amnesty.
Okay, but they don't say it.
Well, no, and it's not a solution. Amnesty encourages more people to come across this border.
Yep.
She was in Austin, Texas, late last week, so she couldn't have spent another 2 hours and gone to, you know, the border.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, what she said on that talk show, whoever it is, you know, she just lied, and she manipulated the entire thing to blame everything on Governor Abbott. If you see a problem, then, you know, you work with us to find a solution. No. You're the ones that are in power.
Yeah.
The Biden administration's in power. Where's their solution?
Yeah.
So, you know, I keep saying it, lies work. And there are people who watch that, you know, late night talk show and believe what she said.
Yep. Got a little problem in Chicago. You know who Kim Fox is, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, they the legal situation there, the crime is out of control, There are rampant cases lining up and stacking up in the courts, and Kim Fox is letting a bunch of people go and dropping a bunch of charges. And her district attorneys, her assistant DAs, are quitting because they're letting people go that they never should let out of jail to begin with.
Right. Same thing was going on in Los Angeles, in
yep.
San Francisco.
Yep. And it seems to be happening a lot in the big blue cities. Is that correct?
Philadelphia, yeah.
Yep. So that's all part of the master plan?
Well, all of them are George Soros DAs.
Right. Yep. So let's see. George has got his own DAs to keep in his pocket. That's a good deal. That's a nice record if you can get it, I guess, right?
Precisely.
Now, what's going on with our Florida Surgeon General, who the feds are rejecting what he's saying about the dangers of the mRNA vaccinations with the under 40-year-old group?
The more research that is done, the more documents that are gathered, the more testimonies and so forth, we're finding out all kinds of things between Pfizer and Moderna. The Florida Surgeon General is doing precisely what he's supposed to be doing, and that is reviewing all of these white papers, all of these testimonies, all of these things. And he has, put out these studies. And so the feds and Twitter, especially Twitter suspended them. And the feds are, jumping up and down and stomping their feet. But that's precisely what a state surgeon general is supposed to be doing.
Right.
So, there you go.
So, we know, and I believe our state surgeon general, we know that they're trying to suppress that information because, God forbid, that might affect Tony Fauci's personal income or something, right?
Well, but the big thing is that, there are certain tests and clinical trials and blah, 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 blah that never happened prior to releasing these vaccines onto the market. But it was sold to us as being safe
okay. And
would prevent spread,
right.
And it didn't.
On the return, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the things she writes about, and I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for about 85 years and counting. And don't forget that also when we talk about Geico Insurance, we have to talk about the fact that they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers out there. Now, if you've got a car or a truck, they can certainly give you a rate quote on that. Or maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. Same thing applies there. But where you really save the money, where you really save the money, is on your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance when you bundle that with your car insurance, which brings your car insurance down. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and see if they can save you some money, too. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
We have Aaron on the line and another caller holding. We have Aaron on the line right now from Colorado, so let's go over there. And Aaron, what's up?
Oh, well, Cap, Denise, you brought up, our dark side, broken down, dumb donkey of a so-called vice president wants to give MC to illegal aliens / non-citizens. But the thing is, though, Ronald Reagan, a true conservative, tried to do the right thing. He gave the amnesty to illegal, and what happened? The man gets screwed, not just by the dark side, broken down, dumb donkeys, but he gets screwed by the rhinos within the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it sounds good, but as usual, when you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it, and it's called insanity. And the thing is, Denise, I like you to
you know, give a little history of this, why Reagan gave amnesty to illegal and why it turned into a disaster. But anyway, Kat, Denise, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I mean, I'm not much supposed to argue with that.
You're not.
Okay. Good. She's right.
All right, so that's your answer. Okay, very good. You know, concerns about election cheating, we're starting to hear a lot about it. They're focusing on the use of the electronic voting machines. We're hearing about that. Republican voters seem to be the most concerned that the devices may enable cheating. However, there's monitors for that now. They're adding more cameras, amongst other things, but there's also electronic monitoring where the companies and the various state secretaries of state and whatnot, election supervisors and whatever they call them at the state level, are going to be watching much, much closer. There's going to be extra poll workers. There's going to be extra poll watchers watching what's going on and reporting it when it happens. Obviously, the Democrats don't want to lose their control on this country, but I don't see any way, based on what we keep seeing right now in the mood of the country, that that's not going to happen.
There are a couple of very key races that the Democrats want very, very badly. So, you know, the conservatives, the Republicans, the state attorneys, the state secretaries of state, the election commissions at the state level, they're all very aware of possibilities. They get these indications. They kind of get these red notices, if you will, on potential activities, if you want to put it that way. So I would be watching Georgia. If I was a poll watcher, I'd be watching all things Georgia very, very carefully. They want that state very badly. And actually, I'd be watching Texas.
Right.
Texas is very concerning to me. Pennsylvania might be certainly another one. The rest of them I'm not too terribly concerned about. But, you know, the left has got an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's playing out, on you know, in the public square here. And, you know, like, for instance, Raphael Warnock's money, all of his campaign money, every bit of it has come from out of state.
That's correct.
And the truth of the matter is that Georgia voters ought to be angry with that. You know, because outside of the state is influencing, you know, what happens in a state.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not really fair to a voter.
Mm-hmm.
It's legal, but we don't have to like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. Oop, wait a minute. We were going to go to the phone line, but the caller disappeared. So caller, call back if you want to be on. I think I know who it is that's calling, but I'm not positive. Okay, so we'll continue until the caller calls back, and I'm pretty sure he will. MSNBC host Nicole Wallace wants an Obama-run democracy commission. But Democrat Claire McCaskill quickly shot her down.
Well, I don't even know what that means. It's kind of like a truth commission. I'm not sure I know
what
that
is. What it is.
Means.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
You know, how about we do a constitutional commission?
There you
go. How about we start there?
There you go.
You know, somebody called me last night and really was stomping their feet and wants Ron DeSantis to run for president in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the sentiment, but I'm standing stern on this one to kind of give you an indication of constitutional commission. And that is, when our federal government, or the government was the U.S. government, was stood up during the time of the founders, it was really kind of a nothing government.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the power resided in the states, which is precisely where it's supposed to be.
Right.
And so it's my contention that we need to work ourselves back to that. Now, Reagan actually said those things. The power should be at the state level. So I don't know how many Republican governors we have here at the moment, 27 maybe. And, you know, the Republican governors out there should be looking at an example of DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of them that are. The governor of Mississippi is. I think Carrie Lake, if she wins, she will necessarily do that with Arizona and whatnot. But we need to put the power back into the states where it belongs and get this federal government. I mean, look at what this Biden administration is doing.
Right.
And so it tells you that the power needs to go back to at the state level. And so as a consequence, I don't want DeSantis to run for president. I get it. I understand. He's doing an exceptional job.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he ought to be the grand marshal of this parade and, you know, really show other governors, Republican governors, and certainly Democrat governors, this is how you can be a success for your state. So that's my position. And, you know, I'm happy to have that debate with anybody, but, you know, what, for instance, what DeSantis has done, he got the bridge, a temporary bridge open to Pine Island in 3 days.
That's right.
There is a temporary fix to two of the breaches to the bridge going over to Captiva.
Correct.
He says he's going to have that bridge, a temporary fix on that bridge done, I think, by the 24th of this month.
That's what I've heard.
Well, I watched a video last night, fascinatingly enough, that one of the first parts of that bridge that was breached by mm-hmm. the storm surge has already been fixed, and I'm watching major trucks go across that to get as far as they can.
Yeah, they had 20 of them. Mm-hmm.
So that tells you, ladies and gentlemen, what can be done at the state level that you don't need the convoluted stupidness mm-hmm. of the federal government.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, that's where the power needs to be, is back with the states.
I agree, totally, which is why if we have a convention of states, that's where they're going to take it, back to the states. Or at least that's what part of what they want to do. All right, let me see. We're coming up on a break here real quick. I guess we're going to be talking about the doctors filing a lawsuit against California's COVID-19 misinformation law.
As they should.
Yep.
As they absolutely should be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we will be talking tonight on the Radio, so you have yourself a great day and enjoy whatever it is you're going to be enjoying.
All right,
see you later. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And Fred, I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch comes right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You USA Radio News.
Trust in the executive branch is now near levels seen during the Watergate era. A recent Gallup poll found 43% of Americans trust the executive branch. However, it's not the only arm of the government that's seen its confidence take a beating. The legislative and judicial branches also continue to tumble from marks seen earlier this century. The legislative branch's trust took a nosedive to 47%, while the judicial branch had a trust rating of 38%. Three fishermen fought off sharks while stranded in the water for more than 24 hours before being rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard off the Louisiana coast. The fishermen's 24-foot vessel sank on Saturday morning. And King Charles III's coronation will be held on Saturday, May 6th at Westminster Abbey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, their website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Go over there, check it out. And in the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now you've heard me talk about the National Aviation Academy for several years, and the reason I'm doing it is because if I was a young man doing it over again, I would be at the National Aviation Academy learning how to become an aviation maintenance technician. I could take the training that I've had in radio and in different things that I've done with communications, putting things together. Because if you can
take and field strip a radio and put it back together again, you can probably do the same thing with an aircraft because you'll have schematics to look at. And if you can read the schematics, you're in like Flynn. As long as you can do that and you have the ability to be able to do the work that needs to be done, guess what? There's no problem. You can become an aviation maintenance tech making some big bucks. Now, these people do make a lot of money, and they are highly trained to do the jobs they do because keeping the aircraft in the air is a very important job. So I want you to go check out their website first, naa.edu. That's naa.edu, naa.edu. And when you're there, pay attention to where the two campuses are that they have, one in Clearwater, Florida, one in Concord, Mass. And then think about taking a tour of either one or both, of the campuses. Make up your mind that way as to where you want to go. Now, the phone number to do that is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number and set up an appointment to take the tour at either the one in Clearwater or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. See what they're all about. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. You'll be able to talk to the people that handle the money. And, of course, if you're a veteran and you've got your GI Bill benefits, well, you're in like Flynn. It'll all be paid for by the military. Now, if you've used some of the benefits, or maybe even all of them on the educational side, you can still get a student loan going through the banks that they have there, commercial way. So it can still be done. But it all starts by going to the website, naa.edu, naa.edu, checking out their campuses, and then taking the tour by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. And I look forward to hearing from you because we got graduations coming up here in the not-too-distant future here in our local area. And one of my friends who I helped her talk her nephew, I guess it was her nephew, into going to National Aviation Academy because that was probably going to be his best alternative. He wasn't sure what he wanted to do with himself. And now he's graduating darn near top in his class, may even be top in his class. So how about that? How things work out. Well, I'll tell you what. The Army is really trying hard to stay out of the culture war. Now, amid the attacks from conservative cable news personalities, the Army's top leaders say that they stand by their diversity and inclusion efforts during a Monday press conference briefing at the 2022 Association of the U.S. Army Conference. Okay. All I can tell you is the military doesn't need to be woke. All they have to do is go out, break things, kill people, and destroy stuff. That's it. Now, the U.S. Army has long pinpointed 2030 as a key year to achieve its modernization goals, but the services secretary is now saying, wait a minute, it's going to be 2040 before we can do this. We just can't get it done any sooner. So we'll see how that works out. Now, by next year, the Army expects to field its first true replacement for the squad rifle and automatic rifle in a brand new caliber. The next generation squad weapon will be coming out in 2023. Curious to see what that's going to be. It'll be interesting when it does. Now, Project Convergence, that exercise, has a new gateway to test the emerging tech. Project Convergence this year will grow in scope and scale to examine more deeply how the joint force and international partners can conduct fully connected combined operations via the Internet. Now, the Marine Corps hit all, emphasize all, of its recruitment goals for 2022. They met their active duty enlisted Marine goal by just 8 service members. 8 service members. But yet that beats what the Army did, which was filled, wind up coming in 20,000 below their stated goal. Oh, well. By the way, did you hear what happened in Syria a few days ago? A base in northeast Syria housing U.S. and coalition forces was the target of a drone strike in Syria, one of those Iranian drones that came from U.S. Central Command. It failed. It didn't happen. We took care of the drone. Russia, by the way, is blasting Kiev and other Ukrainian cities in some deadly airstrikes. This is going to backfire on them. There is a meeting being called of the United Nations. Also, they're going to have the G7 coming up. Zelensky's going to be speaking there. But I don't think anybody, I'd be shocked and surprised if anybody actually supported what Russia was doing right now by attacking civilian targets. Not military, civilian. And they can't say they're military because they're not. By the way, Zelensky is going to address an emergency G7 meeting after the deadly Russian missile strikes have been rocking some of his Ukrainian cities. We'll find out about that today, I'm sure. Also, Belarus's Lukashenko announced troop deployments with Russia amid escalations in the Ukraine. They are getting involved in the fight. They've been involved to a certain degree before, but now they're going to take a more active role, which I think is going to be their demise. I really believe the Ukrainians have been waiting for the Belarusians to get involved in this, and they're just sitting there literally waiting to stop them at the border with their tanks and whatnot, which they would have a decent job of doing with the new weapons that they have that was given to them by the United States this week. And, of course, now they're being trained by the operators on the ground, the U.S. operators on the ground, how to use those weapons. And, of course, a joint military task force with Russia will be deploying to the western border of the country near Ukraine amidst a series of escalations in the new Ukraine-Russia war. I feel sorry for the Belarusian people, but they want to evade it. They're going to get their opportunity. It won't be pretty. I'll be right back with more here on the Capitalist America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura is a top-of-the-line vehicle, top-of-the-line vehicle. And I'll tell you what, nothing but the best for the watchdog on Wall Street and his crew, because the You Serve, You Save program, which gives big discounts to active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all church pastors too, is something to consider. A lot of people take advantage of that. That's number one. Number two, along with that, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That gives you oil changes and tire rotations for as long as you own that vehicle and you're driving it. So check them out. Moss Acura, located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan here in Tampa. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. I'm telling you, this company, family-owned business, is second to nobody with all their dealerships. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, Florida, we are just hitting it out of the park. People are amazed, and I am, and you and I were talking off line here about the bridges that they've got back again. They are now able to get the big trucks and their products and whatnot to the people over on Captiva Island, which is the one that was the furthest out, which was people were still stuck on it. They were still on the island because some of these houses, people forget, were built to Category 5. So, yeah, they were damaged, but they weren't destroyed.
Yeah, that's fantastic news. It really is. So it's great to see, what can be accomplished, when you have competent people in positions of power. Because many times we just get frustrated because we see so much incompetence when it comes to government. And what Florida is doing right now, it's happened before in other places too. When Houston had the flooding, they did it in Tennessee. Areas where people can get things done, but this is extraordinary. And the thing is, it's one of the greatest stories never told, because outside of Florida, it's not really being talked about anywhere else.
And all Charlie Crist, the guy running against Ron DeSantis for governor in Florida, can talk about is the terrible job that DeSantis is doing, and the abortion and all this crap that nobody cares about right now, especially if you're in the middle of the hurricane zone. You want your home fixed.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, you expect that. I mean, I'm not, down there. I haven't been paying attention to the politics and what, Charlie Crist is running on, but pretty much nationally, I've noticed it's all about,
abortion.
Yeah.
That's your number one issue, abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And then how they're going to give the people more free stuff, because they're going to raise the taxes and charge the people that have more taxes so they can give more to the people that don't have as much. That doesn't work. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the housing market, I don't know how true this is up there where you're at. Down here, there's starting to be a little bit of stumbling in the housing market. The housing market is in trouble. Not as much down here as it might be in other parts of the country, but it's still in trouble.
Real estate is always, it's a big country. Real estate is always location, location, location. It's always been the case, and it's most certainly the case now. Certain areas of the country that really got, exploded in regards to valuations, are coming down in price. It's inevitable. It's not a bad thing. Do I think that, the same will hold true for, Florida? I think things will come down to some degree. There's no doubt about it. I think things got a little bit expensive, especially in some of the higher end stuff. I don't see everything really falling off a cliff.
Now, I got a question for you. The Federal Reserve has made it very clear that it does not foresee cutting the interest rate target next year, which means the mortgage rates are going to stay high. Good idea, bad idea?
Listen, the Fed doesn't really have much when it comes to credibility. What they say and what they do are two different things. This is forward guidance, jawboning, if you will, to try to get a certain result. It's one of the tools that they have. Don't forget, last year, they told us that in 2022 there'd be no interest rate rise. They wouldn't be raising the interest rates at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we all know that that's not the case. The fastest they've ever done it.
Now, we talked yesterday about the IMF and the World Bank getting together and having a tete-a-tete, if you will. We heard yesterday the global economy is headed for stormy waters. That coming from the International Monetary Fund, they said this yesterday, as it cut its projection for growth next year and warned that high inflation was worsening living conditions.
High inflation and, obviously, dealing with energy costs, all sorts of things that are hurting a lot of countries. Not to mention the fact the strength of the dollar. Oil is priced in dollars, and, other countries' currencies, which have dropped, that has to be converted to dollars to buy oil, and that's actually costing them even more money. It's another factor as well.
Now, you heard about the railroad union deal that was being worked on. President Joe Biden got involved in that directly. He was trying to get involved directly. And a tentative railroad union deal fell totally apart after rail freight rail workers rejected it, raising the fears of a looming strike. Now, we're talking about the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees Division of the Teamsters, which rejected the deal on the grounds that management refused to offer paid time off for workers who got sick or had a family emergency.
I'm not sure the intricacies of the actual contract that was put forward. I do know they put this off until after the midterms.
Yeah.
I do know that. I know they put it off until after the midterms in regards to any strike taking place. I guess there's still some time.
That's right.
But strikes me as a bit suspicious.
Well, you never get back what you lose when you go out on a strike. I think we can all agree with that, right?
Well, what don't you lose? I'm sorry?
You never get back what you lose when you go out on strike.
Well, not necessarily true. I mean, a lot of times when after they go on strike and they haven't worked, a lot of times they strike deals saying, hey, you got to give us back pay in order for us to sign on to a deal. So sometimes it works. But at this point in time, I mean, we don't need another hit to supply chain stuff, but these unions know this at this point in time. They're using it as a negotiating tactic.
Wait till you hear this one. I found this out yesterday. I almost fell out of my chair when I found out about it. 10 million people are still eligible for the government stimulus checks.
Wow, that's interesting. They haven't actually gotten them yet? Or, I mean, how does that work?
They were eligible. They didn't apply for them. They didn't get them, whatever the deal might be. But that's where we're at.
Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah, something else you got there. Again, that's amazing. It's surprising. Maybe some people just said, hey, wanted or needed in the first place.
So I don't know
what the time limits are going to be when it comes to that.
Now, I've got some good news for the audience, the older audience, because this is also going to probably be the amount of increase in pay for the military. But Social Security benefits are projected to go up 8.7% in January of next year.
Oh, they're going up, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. And again, what it's going to exactly be. Did they put that out?
Yes, they did, 8.7%.
Okay. So that number, okay. Yeah, it came in between where we thought it was yesterday. We talked about this.
We thought it would be 9, but it wasn't. Yeah. A little bit lower.
Yeah, inflation is costing people more. You know, we haven't had a COLA interest rate like this in I don't know how long.
38 years or something like that, I think.
Well, yeah, and again, this is a budget busting. It really is. That's the reality. This is going to really, obviously cost the government more money. This is one of the reasons we got to get inflation in check.
Okay, well, we got to run. Here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. We'll probably talk about Janet Yellen a little bit tomorrow because she's telling everybody that everything is just fine. Everything is wonderful. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
We'll go watch.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that he has to offer. And remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. I'll be right back. Top of the hour news coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.